It was my custom to take more pains while dressing for an appointment with female clients than I did with the male ones. It's always easy with the men. A little lipstick, the ability to pout sweetly while releasing the right chemicals, and that's it. It's done. No matter what else you're wearing, the chemicals are most important because, like dogs, men can smell your fear and your power and whatever else you want them to smell, if you know how. And once you have them hooked by their noses, you can lead them anywhere, like bulls. I taught myself the secret of chemical secretion control by sheer will and keen observation. I can't tell it here because then it will no longer be a secret. It's one of the most powerful tools I use in my trade. However, I learnt it after Nduka. Very unfortunate. It would have saved me a lot of pain. But I'm not complaining. The other secret I can share with no fuss. Never dress sexy with a lady client. It puts them on guard. Like you're the competition or something. They start off seeing you as cheap. You can be bought over. You can compromise them. I tend to do the skirt suit thing with them. Smart and prim. I pack my hair back in a tight bun. I wear clear, rimless spectacles, even though I have perfect vision. I save the sunglasses for the men. I'm respectable and can be trusted. I'm a special secretary. They tell me everything. Mrs. Bakare walked into Catherine's kitchen exactly 12 minutes late. I didn't mind. I had taken the liberty to order a can of mixed fruits and had given Chanel all my full attention. I never bothered when a client came late. I just made myself comfortable and found some distraction. I never waited more than an hour, though, and I never called to confirm or reschedule. What I can't stand is a delayed paycheck. I watched her over my spectacles while I pretended to sip from the straw. She walked with a determined gait, approaching our prearranged table with sure steps. She frowned her query from a distance before asking, "Ngozi Njoku?" I still retained Nduka's wretched name, a relic to my having conquered him. I rose and extended my hand in a practiced manner. "Mrs. Bakare, I'm pleased to meet you." The preliminaries done with, we sat in unison, and thus the war council began.
Special Secretary is an extract from a short story by Ayodele Aribabu, a Nigerian writer and architect. The story you heard there was also dramatized in a Yoruba film in the year 2004.